8:38, John Jane Rich, Arizona's morning show. It's Memorial Weekend. Summertime officially starts today. All the huge movies. Or is it just one huge movie opens
really,
today?
Really, X-Men's weekend, the big X-Men. One. Yeah.
Well, you know, you had see what happens is they used to open today. Like Mission Impossible 3 should have opened today. But then they figure X-Men 3 is going to open today, so they opened it 3 weeks ago. You know, Da Vinci Code should have opened today. It all should have started today. But this year, they've really changed that a little bit.
Wouldn't it be cool if all three of those opened up at the same time?
Oh my God, I'd pass out.
Be all over that.
Well, I think it's X-Men 3 is the movie everyone's talking about this weekend, and our movie reviewers, Don and John, are on the line to tell us all about it. What's up, DJ?
Hey, good morning, homies.
Hey.
How's it going?
All right.
All right. Hey, you guys are big fans of television, right?
Yeah.
So I know at some point in your television watching life, you've thought about how cool it would be to team up Captain Jean-Luc Picard with Dr. Fraser Crane in a worldwide battle against evil mutants, right?
Yeah, of course
I mean,
we
everybody
have.
Everybody has, right?
Of course we have.
Guess what, my friends? That is exactly what X-Men 3 is all about.
Frazier's in this?
No, how'd you make Magneto?
No, Frazier's in it.
Yeah, he's in it.
John's take on the movie, not quite right, but I got to tell you guys, I saw the first two X-Men movies, and I couldn't wait, kind of like Carrie, for this movie.
Yeah.
And this is the third in the series, and the premise behind the movie is kind of this. So apparently, like every gajillion years or whatever, there's like this big jump in human evolution, and for some reason, there's a whole bunch of people with messed up chromosomes, they have special powers, and now they're called mutants. Well, just like the first two movies, this one has two rival mutant groups in it, and the kinder, gentler group is led by Professor X, who's Patrick Stewart, Jean-Luc Picard, of course.
Captain Picard.
And they're all about honing their skills and helping humanity, but there's also a socially challenged group who's led by Magneto, who, of course, is played by Ian McKellen, and they want to use their skills to destroy humanity. Well, in X-Men 3, there's a whole new reason for these two groups to battle. There apparently is a cure now for mutantism. So the Professor X team thinks, hey, you know, probably a good thing. Now we have a choice if we don't want to be mutants. But the Magneto side of things is like, hey, no way. They're trying to change who we are, and they're trying to eliminate our kind. So it's pretty cool in this movie because they bring back a whole lot of the characters from the first two, like Wolverine, Storm, Rogue, Mystique, Cyclops, Iceman, and Pyro, but they've added some
You're such a geek.
I know. They're so cool, though. And they've added some new ones, though. Kelsey Grammer plays the Beast, who joins Professor X, and Angel also is on Professor X's team, and Magneto recruits the Juggernaut, which is pretty cool. I know.
You saw that. If you've seen the trailer, that's the one that's going through the wall, through the wall, through the wall, through the wall.
You can't stop him once he gets going. It's so cool. So now that there's this big controversy over the cure, this spurs the battle to end all battles, where Wolverine has to lead his team to protect the cure, and Magneto has to steal the source of the cure. But what they don't count on is they have to encounter the strongest mutant of all time called the Phoenix. And if her powers aren't controlled, she is going to wipe out all mutants and humans alike. So this forces them to come face to face to make their last stand. Or is it?
Yeah. I got to tell you guys, I admit, I don't live in my mother's basement. I don't collect action figures.
Uh-huh.
I spend the day at my job not playing Xbox or whatever. So needless to say, didn't see the first two X-Men movies. Didn't want to see this one. But I got to admit, maybe I'm the big loser here, but this movie actually kind of rocks. It's very cool, very smart concept. Visually, it's absolutely spectacular. This is like some of the best effects I've seen like in the history of cinema. I mean, it's just unbelievable what they
really?
Do. Yeah. Really good story that made perfect sense to me, even though I hadn't seen the other movies at all. There were only one or two times early on in the movie that I was thinking to myself, God, this is stupid, which is pretty good for me. And one problem I normally have with these fantasy-type movies is it always seems to me like they're constantly changing the rules to make their story work. Like, no offense to Obi, but I think Star Wars is really bad about that. This one is tight. I mean, the rules are kind of complicated, but they stick to them. One thing you need to know, though, if you're going to take your youngsters, there is a little mutant mattress mambo going on.
Oh, no, I mean.
Yeah, and they drop the B word. They drop the D word. D is in Richard, if you know what I mean. And for the big X-Men fans, number one, get a life. No, Sorry, Don. I'm just kidding.
Mouth.
I love it now, too. Good news is, like Don alluded to, this probably isn't the last stand because they had a brilliant ending that left it open for X-Men 4. Bad news, a few of our heroes probably won't be in X-Men 4. Some of your boys get whacked.
Yeah.
And actually, with all the characters getting killed off, you guys know which actor I felt the worst for?
What?
Well, you can't
John Stamos. Rebecca Romaine, even Blue and Creepy, was looking good. Hey, there's a little brief nude scene there. It's pretty hot.
I've come up with a trivia question that I just completely made up, so I don't know if it's total fact, but I'm thinking about it.
Okay.
Okay. Can you name a superhero, because there's all these superheroes in this movie, that does not have superpowers?
Yes, I can. I can.
In this movie that does not have
superpowers? No, just in general.
Batman.
Absolutely.
It's Batman, right?
Batman.
That's pretty much it. And
that's
Robin.
That's the best one.
He's the only one without superhuman powers.
Any of us could be Batman.
They say Iron Man, too. He was like some industrial billionaire that just has an iron suit, too.
Yeah, they're all ridiculous, but Batman. That's my favorite.
So
this
is called X-Men 3, The Last Dance. It's about a mutant and an upscale.
Last Dance.
Not funny.
That's Garth Brooks.
Last Dance is about a mutant in an upscale neighborhood. They go see, dance a mutant in the hood, and the mutant in the hood teaches her how to dance, and they win a dance competition. Stars Julia Stiles and a black guy.
That's it, exactly.
You got it. But on our movie night traffic light, we are going to rate X-Men a green. This is very entertaining. In fact, we think this is going to be so huge, it's going to actually spank Da Vinci Code.
Yeah,
it's going to break the $80 million mark over this weekend.
Really?
Yeah. In fact, we saw this at Fashion Square in Scottsdale. And normally, there's about 10 press people that show up for the screenings. There were 125 seats reserved for press this time.
You're kidding.
Yeah. No, this is going to be huge.
It's huge budget, too. It's $210 million. That's like King Kong budget.
Yeah, this is big.
And it's worth it.
Did you guys know that, I don't know if you stayed when you saw it, but if you stay past the credits, like when the lights start to go up, there's actually some pivotal last scene from the movie.
So why wouldn't they put that in the movie?
I don't know. That's what they do. It's cool inside. It's like inside cool stuff.
They call it an Easter egg, but why would you do that in the movie?
Let's ask them about the thing you were talking about in the news. There's a scene that Carrie says takes place 20 years ago, and everybody's face was digitally.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Xavier.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, Don said during that part, how could they make him look so young? It looked really good. Although, Jean-Luc Picard, still no hair. We haven't heard that yet.
Wait, you're calling us dorky for liking X-Men as you refer to, what is that, Star Trek?
Yeah.
Star Trek is cool.
Yeah.
That could really happen, Carrie.
Yeah, whatever.
There are no X-Men.
Whatever.
John, did Jean-Luc Picard in their flashback, did he have darker hair?
Jean-Luc Picard?
He didn't have hair.
Doesn't he have a little bit of hair? Doesn't he have just a little bit of like silver hair on the sides?
No.
Not in this.
He's totally bald in this.
Because like 20 years ago, he was on Star Trek, and he was still old 20 years ago.
Yeah. He looks pretty much the same when they do the special effects, but the other guy, the guy that's from Da Vinci Code 2, he looked really young. I mean, that part was amazing.
You know, it's really weird, because that guy has really big bags under his eyes. And in this flashback, he looks so young. It's amazing. We had no idea what they did with him.
Yeah, I'm getting it done this weekend, actually.
Do you know that he's gay in real life?
Yes.
Ian McKellen.
Yeah.
I've heard that, but I didn't know.
Yep. He kind of talked about it on SNL. He kind of came out talking about being a gay actor and having all these roles.
Oh,
wow. He's an actor. He's got to be gay. You got to be gay or Sean Connery. That's your only two choices.
So is that the only flick opening up? What about?
That's the big one. That's the one.
What about Dancing with the Steins?
Whatever. Yeah. Okay. Jeremy Piven, I love him, but I don't think that movie's going to. I'll tell you what the box office is going to be. It's going to be X-Men at about $85 million, Da Vinci about $55 million, mm-hmm. Over the Hedge right around $35 million, MI3 at $15 million or so. I think RV is going to move in front of Poseidon and do about $9 million. So the top five movies are all movies that we've given green lights to. It's probably the biggest weekend in movies ever.
Yeah,
so
this is going to be
check it out.
Let me tell you, a while ago I said I thought Superman would be the biggest movie of the summer.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to change my mind. This is what I think will be probably one of the biggest movies of the year, and that is Cars.
Oh, yeah.
I think Cars will be one of the biggest movies of the year.
It looks good.
It looks good.
I got to tell you guys.
What?
It'll probably have a big weekend. The big weekend will be the first one, and then
Over the Hedge is the better movie. Go see Over the Hedge.
You saw Cars already?
Yes, we did.
Have you seen Superman yet?
No,
we haven't.
Then that'll be the biggest movie of all year.
Yeah, go back to Superman.
You're changing it back to Superman.
Yeah, Supercars. I think Superman will too. If they hype it right, that's going to be a big one. And if it's good. So.
What else is opening up this
summer? We love us a superhero movie.
X-Men has got to be top three.
But there's nothing else this summer that's like, ooh, I can't wait.
We had Mission Impossible 3, X-Men, Poseidon was supposed to be big.
No, but there's
flop.
Nothing else. I mean, what do you got coming up in July?
Yeah, I don't know.
What is?
The Jennifer Aniston movie.
Yeah,
that's not really
the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, yeah, that'll be huge.
Yeah, that'll be big. That's the week of July 4th.
All right, you guys. Thanks a lot.
Okay,
all right.
You guys. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Well, now I'm excited.
I'm excited to see it. I have to figure out what the dude with the wings. The Listen,
you know what?
Guy?
You know what does it for me is when somebody like John, who's not a fan, hasn't seen the other one. Are either of the other two and goes and is blown away by it.
Yeah.
Saying that there's some really cool special effects.
I'll be in Pine Top this weekend. They have one theater there. I'll be watching Roseanne Barr in She-Devil.
Ah.
That's what's playing in the theater there. They're a little behind the times.
Somebody just pops in an old Betamax tape. Right.